Hey Trey, do you remember that time when we made a film for the 48-hour film festival?
Oh yeah.
You're an idiot. No, you're an
Wow.
idiot. Wow. We won't see the likes of those days again.
Welcome back to Cash Grab Cinema. We're a very special short episode all about me. I mean us. It's about us. With me, virtually, sadly, is Trey because of his cat weakness.
Hello.
And as always, Josh. And if he swallows into the microphone one more time, he won't be here anymore.
I move my mouth away from the microphone to breathe.
Thank you. Just like Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for getting that reference. That makes me so happy.
It was, what, 2 weekends ago? We participated as a group with our moniker, Fiji Farm Studios. Follow us on Instagram. The 48-hour film project in Greensboro, North Carolina. Make the thing clap for us.
Oh,
oh my gosh, Josh.
Wait. Hold on.
That's the nope. music.
Nope, that's laughter. Yeah. All right.
All right, stop the clapping.
Great job, everybody.
Not going to lie, it rings a little hollow now, but...
it truly does. Just like how we didn't get through to the next round in the 48-hour film project.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, you say it's all right. All right, we'll get to that part. I want to complain about that. But the overall experience. So we made a film, Lookout Point. We drew the romance genre and vacation or holiday.
Yes, it was holiday/road trip. So really quickly to explain how it all works, when you're in the 48-hour film project, you go to this place on a certain day when the project starts.
You make it sound like there's just a guy in a van. It's like you go to the place.
There's a pin drop. You have to go to it. It's like a speakeasy, and you say the code. And you draw from a hat, basically, some choices for genre, and then you're given a couple of details that you have to include in your film. And at that point, the clock starts ticking, and you have 48 hours to write, shoot, edit, and finish a film.
But we were lucky enough to be sponsored, so we didn't actually pay to participate, because it's normally something you pay for, about $150 to $200, depending on your city. But we got a sponsor from Project 411. It's like a creative arts center in Greensboro. So they were our
Shout
sponsor.
Out to y'all.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We hope we didn't let you down. But it was fun. It was so hot. The only place we could get clearance for on such short notice, because we got the sponsorship the day before the event started.
Yeah, it was very last minute. The whole thing was incredibly last minute.
Yeah. So we got clearance to shoot at a park in town, and it was like 90-something degrees. I thought I was melting. It's melting. But we had a lovely gay romance. Gentlemen, how do you feel romantic attachment? Probably not, because Josh is like... My only direction for you constantly was, okay, that was great. 100% loved it. Remember, this is a date, and you are looking to get a smooch at the end of it. He's like, great, got it. And then he would deliver it the exact same way again.
It's like I missed my calling to be sort of a wacky best friend with a backwards hat or something from an early 2000s sort of like, teen sex romp sort of movie. Nobody that anybody's interested in or friendly about, but somebody who's going to be generally sort of agreeable and kind of goofy. Think Me Underwears from from The Room. You know,
like oh.
I think I might be able to harness that level of acting talent.
No, I feel like it's like, have you ever seen, what was that movie with Will Smith and Kevin James? And Will Smith is like teaching Kevin James how to be like smooth and romantic.
Hitch.
Yes. Okay. You are Kevin James in that movie.
Okay.
But you never learned anything. So you didn't.
Ugh. Can I at least be Kevin James from Here Comes the Boom?
I've not seen that movie.
We watched it
together. I don't know what that
is. We watched it together. It's where he's the teacher. And in order to get like money, classic comedy premise, in order to get money for Henry Winkler's dying wife or something like that, he starts doing MMA fighting. No. Like Joe Rogan's in it and shit.
I like that we both. What? I like that we both said we don't know what you're talking about. You're just like, no, let me explain it harder.
I need.
Surely people have seen Kevin James the Boom, and this is not a fever dream that I have made up. I didn't fall asleep watching Henry Winkler as the Fonz and then have this dream.
I need to make sure that you guys know about this movie.
We don't.
It's important.
And now you have mentioned Joe Rogan on this podcast, which means there's another podcast about Joe Rogan.
Oh, God. And what if the algorithms, like, it just senses the word Joe Rogan has been said and it sends people to our podcast that definitely won't like us. And all we're going to get is hate views. That's fine with me. Money's money. But don't leave us comments. Like, don't leave us mean comments. But if you want to leave really nice comments, you can find us on Instagram at Cash Grab Cinema. But really nice comments only. Josh is very sensitive. All right. So back to the 48.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Trey, what did you like or was unexpected when making this movie?
I did not know that I would like acting. I still feel like I have no real talent for it, but enjoyed it.
That's not true.
No, like,
you're hilarious.
Of the four of us in the movie, you actually like did stuff with your face that made sense. Mm-hmm.
I believe they call it emoting.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible ability.
Yes, like it really reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons where Bart's signing people's yearbooks and one girl's like, wow, he writes like how he talks, like like how you can manage to be Trey in real life and also translate that same person onto a camera. Because I feel like a lot of people, once you put a camera on them, and I'm definitely one of those people, they're just like, what do I do with my hands? Like, what's my fit? Do I say camera weird? You know.
Well, that's why you gave yourself the little bit of business with the seeds. So
exactly.
And you could act. I got to act while driving. That was weird.
Oh yeah.
The first time I was like, oh no, I can't. I'm too busy trying to drive. I can't remember things.
Trey,
you
do your own stunts. You know. That was incredible.
Just let it be known that that Fiji Farm Studios, the filmmaking arm of Cash Grab Cinema, is very safe because that was filmed in an empty mall parking lot.
Yes.
It's so empty because the mall is sadly a dirt closed mall now. Wah, wah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's been bought up by the local Mr. Potter in town. So
I've heard a theory that he just wants the mall to go into disrepair enough so he can justify tearing it down and then wait around for the school to get a football team.
Wow.
I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense. That's the only thing I can think of to do with all that land.
Right, yeah. That would be awful.
Yeah. It would. And just really unrealistic.
Very, very much.
They're not going to have enough people to fill up those like a stadium unless they invite in the community. And they're definitely not going to do that.
No.
Are we going to leave this in?
No. Like, ew, outsiders. Poor people. Blah. Josh, what did you like best about the 48 filming process?
The thing I like about it is that you don't really have a lot of options to hem and haw over what it is you're going to do.
Oh, my gosh. It sure didn't stop you, though.
Oh, sure. I mean, there was still hemming and hawing. The editing process, well, we gave ourselves plenty of time for the editing process, right, which is good.
We actually finished like an hour and a half before the deadline.
We did.
So wow. That was pretty cool, yeah.
We did, but, you know, we...
in your faces, other teams.
We
I've decided to leave Grace behind in 2022.
Oh, wonderful. I'm right there with you.
We came up with the script, came up with the story on Friday night, wrote out the script, planned as much as we could, and then, yeah, all day Saturday we filmed. It was miserably hot. And there were mistakes along the way. For instance, I forgot.
Wait, with surely though, something not so obvious and dare I say pedantic as forgetting to turn on the microphones?
Yes.
Oh,
who did that? Was it me?
That would be
Trey.
Guy.
I know it wasn't Trey.
That would be the
no.
Because he had his mic on.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. the it's the one with a master's degree in film.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, is it you, Mr. I have an MFA. It's a terminal degree. Is that you?
That's how I say it, too.
It is. It's exactly
how
it is.
How dare you question me? It's a terminal degree.
That's going to be a T-shirt.
That'll be my T-shirt.
All right, Trey's got...
Trey, can you draw me in a top hat?
Trey's,
sure can.
Trey's T-shirt is going to be Trey riding a dolphin. Yours is going to be... Don't question me. I have a terminal degree. And mine is that hashtag, do yourself a favor, just watch the trailer.
By the way, if you want to hear about the origin of that dolphin T-shirt joke, check out our newly released episode, The Meg.
Oh, is that where the dolphin thing comes into play?
You better believe it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, I have not listened to that episode since we put it out, and I'm nervous, but...
We're a delight.
You know,
don't worry.
We're a delight.
We are. Yeah, you're right.
I can tell you, it's fine. It's good. The re-edit is flawless.
Okay, well, is that
and
because
I
you didn't
trust you?
You didn't turn the microphones on.
It's 2.5 hours of.
It's our best number one hit that people use it to fall asleep to.
Yeah. It'll make us
whatever.
Thousands,
money's money.
Thousands, I tell you.
I dig it.
It'll be our most money making episode ever. We'll go from $6 to like $600. It'll be amazing.
I'll take it.
Now,
well, what about you, Rachel? What was your...
Well, thank you, Trey. I was just about to say, now how conversation typically works is someone asks a question and then you follow back. So thank you very much. I enjoyed... I did enjoy correcting people without the fear of me hurting their feelings. That was nice.
Right.
Because I think oftentimes we're expected to really tiptoe around people's feelings when they've done something incorrectly. So it was nice to be with people that I already know and that can tolerate my direct style. So that was cool. And you guys were so funny. It was just really fun. It was so fun. I really, besides the bug bites on my butt and how flippin' sweaty I was by the end of it, it was just a good time.
It was fun. I do have an actual favorite moment, and I've told everybody this multiple times.
Is it when you fell off the bench and you scraped the shit out of your leg?
No, I really hurt myself. I really hurt myself with that. But there was a couple of shots where me and Trey were. The basic plot is we're going on sort of a blind date, and it's a hiking trip. And we needed a couple of shots of me and Trey walking, and you couldn't really see our faces, so it didn't matter what we said. But we were still mic'd up, and so and so I'm trying to be funny, and I start out the scene as we're walking and say like, "Hey, so what kind of mangas are you into?" And Trey, just improv king, just goes, you know, like, "Mangoes?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah. What kind of mangoes do you eat?" That's what I said, and
He really is so proud of that. It's so dumb.
It is so dumb, but I probably wasted a good 20 minutes in editing just watching that a couple of times over.
He really tried to make it work in the film.
It's still there. It's under the music, inaudible, but it's still there because I think it's so funny.
That's all that matters is that you know it's there.
Exactly.
I love that.
So it was awesome to have our movie screened in an actual theater at the Carolina Theater in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's like the classic one screen kind of old Hollywood theater.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's really nice.
It's so lovely.
It really is.
And Trey brought his lovely mother to see it.
Shout out to you, Mama.
Legendary.
She was a delight. And then when she was like, oh, no, I parked really close. You don't have to walk me to my car. That was a lie. She parked really far away. So
she did.
So Josh was like, don't worry, I'll walk behind her.
I trailed her. She had no idea.
Yeah. Like, and I allowed that to happen. So I don't.
Like Batman, Josh, hey, listen, if you're going to have white privilege, utilize it for something good. So good job, Josh.
That's not like Batman at all.
No, not really.
Batman's a fascist.
Batman is a fascist. Fuck that man.
May I give a special shout out to the two of you who, you know, just kind of asked me offhandedly if I wanted to participate. I thought I was just going to be holding a boom mic.
Don't worry, we can't afford those.
Isn't that great how that works? Like, hey, can you help out just a little bit? Hey, you're the star of the film.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I guess there's no time to change this, so this is what we're doing. But you...
It's like when somebody from the South says, hey, can you help me with some yard work? And they're gonna put you into over... It'll be 18 hours later with no pay and like one glass of water.
So basically this experience, yes.
You had your own Nalgene, so...
I did. And it had Loki on it, and that was fun. But I got the script, and I was like... This is hilarious. You came up with this in hours. I was so impressed. I was ready to help execute your vision.
Why, thank you. And honestly, I was just like, okay, I need somebody who's charismatic. I got to ask Trey, but I don't want to tell him too much for him to be like, I'm not doing all that.
Mm-hmm. You were right to lie to me. Yes, thank you. That was the correct impulse.
Listen, not to go all business person, but just like, was it a lie or did I inadvertently accidentally omit a few truths? Okay. Lie seems like a heavy word.
And I have to give a special shout out to Josh as well, who was the master cinematographer and also really, really committed in some of those scenes that I don't want to spoil, but... Josh was definitely the MVP of stunts.
For sure.
That's all I'll say.
I was there to hurt myself.
And he did.
And I succeeded.
Did, yes.
For sure.
We don't have it posted up anywhere publicly yet because we're actually submitted to two different film festivals right now. So we have to wait. Yeah, we did the
wait for all of our accolades to roll.
That's right. We submitted to
Hell Yeah
out at the cinemas in Winston-Salem. It is a queer film festival, so we have our fingers crossed for that one to be accepted in. And we also submitted to the it's in Pamlico, North Carolina. It's a horror film festival. It's a pretty long name. I don't have it right in front of me right now, but we submitted to three different categories for that one. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yes.
And then, you know, once we're done with that, we can post it publicly, but it was a good time and it was cool to take it to a theater and have people really laugh at our jokes and our premise and like had a good time. All right. So, one of the ones that did make it onto the end, Squeaky Clean.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem losing to that movie.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Me either.
It was so funny, so well done. Like, it was hilarious. So in the 48 hour, there are certain things you have to do, like finish in 48 hours, stick to your genre, and then you have to use a certain prop, a certain line and have a certain character, and you have to do all three of those things. So this year it was have a comb in your movie, have a character named Perry or Penny, the window washer, and have the line of he was state champion.
County. He was county champion.
Thank you. He was county champion. And Squeaky Clean, they like they really leaned into it with the main character being a professional window washer, but he was doing it very sexily. It was hilarious.
Yes.
That performer
so sensual.
Was
and he combed his great. Hair even though he has a shaved head. Everything about it was just so funny.
He had this sort of like acting style of somebody who's in like a Spanish soap opera, sort of.
A telenovela.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like really yes. over the top acting, but it was great. It was so funny. There was another movie that I really liked a lot, and it was about a lady who was in therapy for her fear of cats.
Oh my gosh, I love that one.
Yes.
And then she goes to, it's called exposure therapy, and her therapist is like, you should be around cats more because you're afraid of them. And then when she does, it turns out that she can actually hear the cat's thoughts. The cats can talk to her, and they tell her to do evil things.
And by the end of their short, all the cats, because she goes like a cat sanctuary, all the cats are chanting, murder. Murder. And she kills Perry the window washer.
Yeah.
And like she goes back to her therapist's office, she has blood all over her face. So did she eat Perry the window washer?
Some of them.
And then I love that the therapist just slams the door in her face like, nope. They didn't get through either. And I thought theirs was so delightful.
I would say that theirs was the best.
Oh yeah,
I feel comfortable saying that. Yeah, like I like theirs the most. Yeah. Taking our film outside of it, but I was like, oh yeah, this is a winner.
Like, was their camera the best? No, but their story was the really really well thought out. It was so funny. And then,
yes,
like her acting was great.
Oh my gosh.
The timing was phenomenal. The editing was good. Yeah. Honestly, the only thing that could have elevated them more is if they had a better camera. And it's not like their camera work was bad, just maybe they didn't have as good a camera as they wish they could have used.
Sure.
And that just comes down to, you know, what you got.
Yeah.
Not if you're talented.
I remember my favorite line, because all the cats had different voices, and one of them was very much a black woman. She was like, people call me Twinkle Toes, but my real name is Larissa of the Nine Knives.
Yes, it was so good.
Once I heard that, I was like, I'm in. This is fantastic. This is right where I want to be.
There was another one that I really liked. I think it just went on a little too long. If they would have shortened it up, I think they could have gone on to the next part. But the distillery, the cleaning products and distillery.
Oh, yes.
It was like an infomercial, and she was Penny the window washer, and she had created a line of window cleaning products that you could also drink because they were alcohol.
They were alcoholic, yeah.
And it was so funny. I think... Yes. If they would have just shortened it up a little bit and then really leaned into that infomercial vibe and had like flash on the screen, like call now and that kind of stuff, I think it would have been perfect.
That movie reminded
me. That one was really good.
It yeah. was. It was very funny.
It reminded me of The Amazing Jonathan, because in The Amazing Jonathan's magic act, he used to have a thing where he would drink air quotes Windex
right.
while he was all, you know, coked out or speeded out, you know.
I mean, after watching that, are you sure he wasn't drinking the real thing?
Have you seen that documentary?
I have.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I like that.
You told me about it. I got to give you credit for that. And I was like, so, and I came to you after I watched it. I was like, so what am I supposed to take away from that? I don't know what I watched. I also don't know if I like the filmmaker either. This was a very strange documentary.
I will say he was very transparent, at least.
He was.
He was. He was. And he definitely smoked crack. He did.
He did.
I know, yeah, he did.
So, I mean, every movie, even the movies I wasn't in love with, they all had lots of strengths.
Yes.
Trey, you said that mm-hmm. you have some reviews of Lookout Point, our film.
Yes. So we could not post the film publicly yet, but I was able to show it to some of my friends over the past couple of days. And so I have a couple of text message reviews.
Before Trey reads these reviews, he's like made it out to be it's for all of us. And they're just going to be about how good he did.
Trey, I don't know who those other losers were, but you were great.
I liked it when your character did that thing, but those other ones, I don't know.
I decided to leave those out and just...
Thank you.
Leave them out. He printed them, framed them, put them up in his house, but, you know, leave them off the podcast.
Never you mind what I did. But I will share them
we
now.
We all need okay. decor.
So the first one says, "Oh my God, saying this completely without bias, I promise, but this is amazing."
Oh. Amazing. You hear that? Without bias.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay,
like
the next
amazing
one.
Jonathan.
I mean, Trey's mom hugged me and said, "You did such a good job." And that was without bias, I feel.
Also, and as well.
Yeah.
Because she came there with a chip on her shoulder, right? She was looking at really.
She was like, "This is for Pebble and the Penguin, bitch." We should have brought the VHS we had of it and given it to her.
She would have just frozen.
She's like, "What is it? Do you want me to throw this away for you, hon?"
Well, now I know what she's getting for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this next one is from our number one fan, Cherie. Shout out.
Woo! Ow, ow!
It says, "I laughed hysterically at the film. I loved it." And love is in all caps. So.
All caps, people.
Wow.
Listen, are you listening out at the films in Winston-Salem Festival? L-O-V-E.
There's a lot of heat. There's a lot of heat around this Lookout Point. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's coming from a highly educated woman, I might add.
Sure is. Multiple terminal degrees. Okay.
Not just one.
Damn.
Josh.
Sure put me in my place.
Mm. And some of us didn't waste our time on getting pieces of paper.
Correction. Very expensive pieces of paper.
Sorry.
That's right. It's Charmin quality, okay?
Rippled.
And End of Days is just around the corner, so.
So this next one is not so much a review. Well, I'll just let it speak for itself. "The jury panel was rigged. No love for queer black romance horror comedies."
Okay.
And
well,
then I am inclined to agree.
Snaps.
Yep. Totally.
I mean, again, we didn't see the second day. I have no idea. Maybe there were more queer characters, but we had the only plot line with queer characters on the first day. And I'm just saying, I thought everybody was yeah. trying to be seeing with us.
Mm-hmm. And the last.
Listen, Troy, you know I love to be seen agreeing with you.
And here was the last comment, which is my favorite. LOL, yeah, I saw a lot of myself in that white guy. So that's one for you, Josh.
So, tell me about your friends.
I hope, are they okay?
It was a trash blanket.
I'm
going to light a candle for them.
I know.
Just send them out some peace. You'll be happy to know that the stains came out of Josh's undershirt, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Yeah. Without spoiling anything, there was some special effects that involved blood. And
without spoiling anything, there's blood. This is a spoil-free review.
I'm not going to give anything away, but there was a lot of bloody sort of body parts. Yeah, that were all over the place. And
we spared all the expense.
And I was wearing a shirt that was a rainbow shirt that was bought from in Hawaii when we lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important to me.
We actually found, I found a grouping of them at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like all together. All the same rainbow shirts, so of course I bought all of them, and then we took a Christmas card photo with them.
Yep. Yes, wonderful.
Including the cardboard cutout soldier that these
Sergeant Vargas
sillies stole from borrowed from a recruitment center.
I mean, our taxpayer dollars paid for it, so. Yeah,
Sergeant Vargas cutout.
It's public domain. So Sergeant, it was a life-size cardboard cutout of Sergeant Vargas.
Was that their real name?
Yeah, I mean that was. It might not have been the actor or the model's name, but
on their name tape,
it said Sergeant Vargas.
All they did with it was hide it around the apartment and scare the shit out of each other.
Yeah. She was always,
But instead of blaming each other, they would be like, "God damn it, Sergeant Vargas."
Vargas, no! Like I was trying to take a shit.
Like she is haunting their apartment willingly.
Well, I'm glad there's such a wonderful story behind your wardrobe choice. All of my clothes in the film were thrifted except for the black shirt that I wore strategically, which was from a 12-pack of Hanes that I bought from Walmart in 2017.
Ooh, new shirts. Okay.
Very,
brand new.
Very nice.
Brand yes.
From Walmart. Are they beefy tees?
That's at Kmart.
That's
Kmart. Whoops.
Let's just say they are when I'm wearing them. All right.
Because he's a beefcake. Get it?
I get it.
Okay. Just checking. So we'll see what happens with our movie. Maybe we'll get into some film festivals, maybe not.
I would say all in all, a great experience. It was nice to do something really creative, and it was great to work with like my best friends.
Nerd.
So sorry. Not to get weird or whatever.
That's right. Keep those feelings bottled up where they belong.
Yes.
Push him down.
Joshua, we do not do sincerity here.
Push it down.
Ew.
Deep down. Until it turns into an ulcer like a normal person. God.
It tells you your feelings for what?
But be sure to follow us on Instagram because we're nowhere else to be found because Facebook is full of...
We don't have an account on X?
No, because Facebook is full of misinformation.
You...
And Twitter... is the weirdest place ever. Oh, but we have a TikTok now. So follow us on TikTok at Cash Grab Cinema and on Instagram at Cash Grab Cinema. And look for updates there if you want to see what happens with Lookout Point.
Coming to a small screen near you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.